Chapter 103. Ron and Celeste were seeing Connie and Steve tonight to help them get through a bad night. Stephanie's engagement had fallen apart. In fact, he had taken the puppy that they bought for their new home, moved to Florida, and told Stephanie that he really didn't want to get married. He notified her of this change of heart 5 weeks before their intended wedding. Connie had to cancel everything. Steve was becoming increasingly angry at the amount of money they were losing from down payments and deposits. The number was creeping up into the thousands. The four of them decided that the only thing to do was get together and party. "What are we going to do?" said Connie. "We don't want to sit home and feel sorry for ourselves." Ron had an idea. "Suppose we go down to the place and take pictures. We can see if they already booked it again. That can't hurt." Steve had agreed. Maybe pictures of the hall already rebooked would be helpful. It couldn't make things worse. Steve had mixed some of the most potent Long Island iced teas that he had ever made. It was a warm spring night, and the drinks went down easily. Ron asked at one point if there was much alcohol in these drinks. Steve laughed. "It's all alcohol. It just doesn't taste like it." Connie and Celeste stopped after the first drink. Steve and Ron had three. Connie tried to warn Ron about drinking with Steve. "He's got a hollow leg, Ron. I've never seen anyone who can tolerate as much alcohol as Steve." Steve smiled, and Ron took it as a challenge. "What else are friends for if you can't get blasted with each other once in a while?" Connie drove their Honda down to the Brownstone Inn. It was a place that Celeste knew well. It was close to Patterson, and her family had used it forever. The place was in full swing when they arrived. Ron realized that he was not quite himself when he felt the unsteady carriage of his legs moving him along while he sort of watched himself walking. They were dressed very casually, and this drew suspicious looks from the people who were filling in the reception area with their tuxedo-clad staff, who were watching them closely. Ron walked in, snapping pictures. Steve was at his side, but quiet. "May I help you?" said the maitre d'. "We're here," said Ron, in a voice that was a bit too loud for the surroundings, "because you're trying to screw these good people out of getting a deposit back and claiming that you couldn't book the room on short notice. But it looks to me like you've got all your rooms going. I'm just going to take a few pictures." The maitre d' started to say that Ron could not do that, but Ron brushed past him, started snapping pictures of the guest registry and standing in the entrance of the various rooms and setting off his flash to the slightly startled guests who were assembling. Two large men appeared from out of nowhere at the signal of the maitre d'. They were burly men who had either not shaved that day or had incredibly thick beards. "That's enough, sir."
"Why? I'm just taking a few pictures. I'm not bothering anyone. You folks have nothing to hide, right?"
Ron was buzzed, and his words were tumbling out with a slight slur. Steve retreated when the men came closer. "Come with us now, sir," said one of the men, as he clamped a heavy hand on Ron's shoulder. Ron was agitated.
"Why should I come with you?
You going to write out a check to make my friends who have had enough go wrong when some scumbag, who looks like the two of you, by the way, runs out on their daughter like the dickless wonder that he is, and maybe You are too?
The men were on either side of Ron and in no mood to be gentle with him as soon as they got him away from the still arriving guests. This was not going to go well for Ron. It was then that Celeste appeared from out of nowhere and said, "Is Anthony Ragucci here?" The men seemed to freeze at the sound of the name and let Ron go. "Do you know Mr. Ragucci, miss?"
"He's an old friend of my family, from Patterson," said Celeste.
Hearing the name, the maitre d' came back over. "I'll be happy to tell Mr. Ragucci that you're here, but we can't have this. Do you know this man?"
"He's my husband," said Celeste.
The men let go of Ron and Steve and walked back to the car. Celeste went to meet with Tony Ragucci. In the car, Ron said, "I think we got all the pictures." 20 minutes later, Celeste came out of the brownstone, got into the Honda, and handed Steve a check.
"I think that's everything," she said.
"How did you do that?" exclaimed an astonished Steve.
"It was just a family thing," said Celeste.
"Let's get out of here before they remember Ron." Ron was now hugging her in the back seat, repeating, "I was just trying to help."
Celeste patted his head, and Connie laughed.
"You really showed them," said Celeste.